I'm on my way, Father. The Lysilf moved its identity focus between Quinn Dexter and Pearl Manani, extending its perception field around all the people in the cramped jungle clearing. It couldn't quite read individual thoughts, not yet, but the complexity of human synaptic discharges would take some time to unravel and catalogue, but their brain's emotional content was plain enough. The emotional polarity between Quinn Dexter and Pearl Manani was enormous, one triumphant and elated, life-loving, the other defeated and withdrawn, willing death to come quickly. It mirrored their religious traits, the diametric opposition. Right out on the fringe of awareness, the Lysilf could detect a minute transmission of energy from Pearl Manani into Quinn Dexter. It came from the basic energetic force which pervaded every living cell. This kind of transference was extraordinarily rare in corporeal entities, and Quinn Dexter seemed to be aware of it at some fundamental level. He possessed an energetic sense far superior to that of the priest. To Quinn Dexter, the black mass sacrifices were a lot more than an empty ritual of worship. They generated a weighty expectation in his mind, confirming his belief. The Lysilf watched the sensation growing inside him, and waited with every perceptive faculty extended, eagerly to record the phenomenon. "When the false lord leads his legions away into oblivion, we will be here," Quinn said. "We will be here," the Ivets repeated. "When you bring light into the darkness, we will be here. We will be here. When time ends and space collapses into itself, we will be here. We will be here." Quinn reached out with a fission blade. He pushed the tip into Pearl Manani's groin just above the root of his penis. Skin sizzled as the blade sank in, pubic hair singed and shriveled. Pearl clenched his teeth, neck muscles bulging out like ropes as he struggled against a scream. Quinn began to saw the blade down through the supervisor's abdomen. "This is our sacrament to you, Lord," Quinn said. "We have freed our serpents. We are the beast we were made. We are real. Accept this life as a token of our love and devotion." The knife reached Pearl's navel. Ribbons of blood were pouring out of the wound. Quinn watched the scarlet liquid mat the man's thick body hair, experiencing a fierce delight. "Give us your strength, Lord. Help us defeat your enemies." The dark joy of the serpent beast had never been so good before. He felt intoxicated. Every cell in his body vibrated with euphoria. "Show us, Lord," he cried. "Speak to us." Pearl Manani was dying. The Lysilf observed the swirl of energetic patterns raging through his body. A small discharge crackled into Quinn, where it was hungrily absorbed, raising the Ivet's mental rapture to greater heights. The remainder of Pearl's life energy dwindled, but its dissipation wasn't entirely entropic. A minute fraction flowed away through some kind of arcane dimensional twist. The Lysilf was fascinated. This ceremony was releasing an incredible wealth of knowledge. It had never attuned itself to an entity's death so pervasively before in all its terrible length of being. It inserted itself into the energy flow from Manani's cells, tracing it between the neat folds of quantum reality and finding itself emerging in a continuum it had no prior conception of, an energetic vacuum. A void as daunting to it as space was to a naked human. Retaining cohesion in such an environment was inordinately difficult. It had to contract its density to prevent flares of self-energy from streaming away like cometary volatiles. Once it had stabilized its internal structure, the Lysilf opened its perception field wide. It wasn't alone. Ill-focused swirls of information raced through this foreign void, similar in nature to the Lysilf's own memory facility. They were separate entities, it was sure, though they continually mingled themselves, interpenetrating, then diverging. The Lysilf observed the alien mentalities cluster around the boundary zone of its identity focus. Delicate wisps of radiation stroked it, bringing a multitude of impossibly jumbled images. It assembled a standardized identity and interpretation message and broadcast it on the same radiation bands they were using. Horrifyingly, instead of responding, the aliens penetrated its boundary. The Lysilf fought to retain its fundamental integrity as its thought routines were violated and subsumed by the incursive alien mentalities.